Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Gargaro, Editorial Director of the News. This podcast is brought to you by Owens Corning. Today, we're turning the discussion towards a part of the house that's out of sight, but can have a big impact on your business's bottom line and your customers' comfort. We're talking ductwork. Joining us today is Dave Pawlicki, business leader with Owens Corning's Air Distribution Group. Welcome to the podcast, Dave.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Absolutely. We talk a lot about the equipment in the comfort system, but not the ducts that drive air throughout every room of the house. Why is ductwork absolutely essential to a comfort system's performance?
It's a great question. And a lot of people, a lot of consumers, a lot of homeowners really look at their air conditioning system relative to their mechanical pieces. And we have to realize that you don't see the air delivery part of it, if you will, the veins or the arteries of your home, which is the duct system. It's really what breathes, inhales and exhales in your home, if you want to put it into, you know, human terms. And so ductwork is really important. It's a very important part of the entire HVAC delivery system.
Okay, now obviously today's equipment has changed a lot, but once a house is built, the basic framework is there, right? So is this a challenge for older homes?
It really is. And if you look at the building stock, and we've done a lot of detailed data gathering, and we know that, and we really need to talk about our focus area, which is, you know, the southern part of the United States, the southern smile states, if you will, because those are where the ducts are very accessible, and they're very important because, you know, what you have up in your attic is, you know, really pretty much the outdoor air. You're protected by the roof, but the ducts are very accessible. And we know that the housing stock in that southern smile area that I mentioned, there are 33 million homes in that area that were built since 1980. And our research shows that one in every four of those homes probably need a full duct replacement, and all of them need a partial duct replacement. Above and beyond that, there's also a very big part of comfort in the homes, and that goes for the entire nation, and that's the insulation that goes up in your attic. And we know that 90% of those homes need insulation. So you have an older building stock compounded by very progressive equipment, a lot of innovation, a lot of advances, and that equipment isn't matching the ductwork. And we use with our contractors, we use a lot of analogies, and one of the ones that we use is really pretty simple, is you're putting a NASCAR engine, this great piece of equipment, into a Pinto, into a very small, old, dilapidated car, and that's a problem. So we do think that the ducts and our contractors and our cohort really embrace the fact that we have to look at the ducts along with the equipment for these homes.
I'm kind of interested in talking about the process for evaluating a home's ductwork. So if you can do that for us a little bit, and then also talk about the duct retrofit opportunity I know Owens Corning is piloting with HVAC contractors.
Yes, Kyle, we are. And you know, we like to, and we know a lot of our contractors have maintenance contracts. And that's a great opportunity because, you know, sometimes when you need the equipment change, you really need the equipment change. You're not ready to talk about the full, you know, the full system at that point in time. Psychologically, the consumer isn't ready for that because they're just wanting to get some comfort back. But the opportunity as you get into the maintenance program and you really get a chance to take a good look at that home up in the attic, and you can really, you know, visually, there's a couple of ways. I'll just take it from the bottom to the ultimate. So the first way is certainly a visual check to make sure that all of the fittings are tight, that there's no air leakage. You can do that very simply by walking through the attic and looking at all, you know, just looking for any compromised ducts. Secondly, we have a toolkit that we give our contractors, and in that toolkit, there's a smoke pen. And you can actually go through the attic and you can see where there is leaks on, and obviously on the supply. And that's another way to do that. We also, you know, kind of moving up, if you will, the importance of this. If there was a manual D done, which probably most likely the homeowner doesn't have it, but if you could check that, then with you can check the registers with the flow hood to make sure it matches that manual D, or you can use an anemometer to determine the fact if that register is providing the right CFMs that was designed for. We have an anemometer in our toolkit. I mentioned the smoke pen. We have an anemometer, and we also have a manometer, which for us and in our experience, we know that most homes have lack of returns. There are not enough returns, and that's why you have that. Well, could it be one of the reasons why that one room is so hot in your house? It's because it isn't breathing. The supply is coming through, but it's like breathing through a bottle. There's no way to get the air out. So with a manometer, you can actually measure if there's a pressure difference. You can tell whether or not there's too much supply, or typically it's not enough return. So that's another tool that we have in our kit. And all of these things really help the homeowner kind of understand the technology and why it's just that you can't see it, but you can certainly see the testing that we do, and really show why the homeowner will benefit by having a duct replacement. The best alternative, and you know, not a lot of our contractors are certified, but there is an infiltration duct leakage certification and testing, and we actually offer that to that certification to our contractors. Now that's the best way, and that can get down to very precise detail on where your ducts are failing. But if you really think of the home as a whole system, those ducts are really very, very important for that homeowner, for their comfort, really for the energy savings, and certainly the indoor air quality as well. So that's kind of how you look at the opportunity. As far as looking at the ductwork, and ductwork replacement is expensive, and we know that, but the results are terrific relative to the three I mentioned: indoor air quality, the energy savings that you get, because you know if you have those leaky ducts up in that attic, as I mentioned, that you know it's got a roof covering, but it's really basic exposed to the outdoors. If you know it's very we also use the analogy that it's like putting your nozzle in the gas tank, and typically, and this is an ASHRAE number, a 30% duct leakage, and if the duct is leaking the ducts are leaking 30%, that nozzle, if you're in the gas station and you're dumping 30% of that gasoline on the floor, that's the visual that's going on in your attic. So it's definitely an issue. A lot of utilities are talking about duct leakage and how important that is. So there's just a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And Kyle, you had a second question that was.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about the Owens Corning piloting a specific program.
Yes, thank you, Kyle. And so as far as that's concerned, I mentioned about our in-depth research that we did with tens of thousands of homeowners, and we found one thing, and this is difficult for me to say because it's not certainly all inclusive, but one of the things that we found through our research is there is a really large lack of trust in the contractor. And we know there's some very, very, very good contractors, and most of them are, but there's some that just, there's a bad reputation on the homeowner side as far as that trust factor is concerned. We also know that we have, a very good brand. Owens Corning is a well-recognized, one of the most well-recognized brands in the industry. So we saw an opportunity at Owens Corning to partner with good contractors, contractors that are very conscientious about what they do, and help them market this to homeowners. And we found that and it's when our results are showing tremendous progress in this vein, but we're seeing that these homeowners, because of the marketing, because of our process, the way we explain to homeowners how those ducts work in the house, because of our toolkit, because of our marketing, because of our co-branding, it's really leveraging some terrific results. A lot of our contractors on a baseline did some duct replacement, did some reinsulation, but now with our, and it's not a golden pill, but the marketing really seems to interest the homeowner as far as giving them an idea of really how the ducts work, and educating the homeowner on the ducts, and helping the contractor talk to that homeowner. So it's really a symbiotic relationship between us and the contractor, and it's working quite well. And we're in the infancy of this, but we feel very strong about the results, and we're going to continue to invest in growing our cohort.
All right, that's great. So contractors can get the homeowner to see value in a retrofit just by simply kind of showcasing the numbers to them, and that kind of proves itself. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think if they see it visually, and if you can explain it to them, and this is the thing, and I've done a lot of shadowing with some great contractors, some great comfort experts, and you really can't get very technical with homeowners, and righteously so. I mean, they research a lot about their equipment, but when you start talking about pressure and ducts, and you really have to make it simple. So these analogies really work well. We really promote our contractors to take, a lot of pictures in that toolkit that I mentioned. We also have a thermal imaging camera. It's very useful because you can take the picture and you can show where the duct's leaking, or you can show where you need insulation. So it's very experiential with the homeowner. Our training is very experiential and involves that homeowner and involves that education, because we find that educating is the best way to sell.
So we've discussed a lot about the benefit for the homeowner. Obviously, the contractor wants to know how it helps them and their bottom line and growing their business. Can you speak a little bit to that, Dave?
I can, Kyle, and it really is all about the contractor, because they're delivering the message. They're also in business, and they need to make money. I will tell you that the duct replacement and the reinsulation market, as I mentioned, is relatively untapped, and the profitability that our current cohort are enjoying are significant. I will say, and I don't want to get in detail, we're very confidential about any information, but through conversation, it can be a lot more profitable than just doing the box switch outs, because it's not as competitive and it's a tougher sell. But once you get the homeowner to understand the duct replacement opportunity and how it's going to change their lives, and how insulation is going to make them feel a lot more comfortable and pay less energy, it's very profitable for the contractor. We have one, in fact, we have a great testimonial piece of literature from Charlene Ierna from Ierna's just outside of Tampa. And Charlene has given her testimony that her business in the first quarter has increased $100,000 because of this offering. And like Charlene, many of our other contractors have similar success stories. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of the contractors that we've been talking to and targeted already do some duct replacement and some insulation, but because of the power of the relationship between Owens Corning and the contractor, the stat is that the insulation work that they're doing is up 156% as a group year over year, and their duct replacement business is up 49% year over year. So we have a lot of data that supports that our marketing and education is working. So it's a very good deal for the contractor. And we're looking for the right kind of contractor as well. I want to make sure I make that clear.
So if a contractor is excited about getting involved with this service, what's their next step?
We'd love to hear from the contractors. And all they have to do is go to owenscorning.com/retrofit-contractor. Open that, send us their information, and we will get back with them in prompt order.
Perfect. Well, Dave, I really appreciate you coming on the pod and sharing your time and your expertise on this subject. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.